everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hello.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Bayfront, Westcott, and St. Augustine. If you're interested in finding out more information about the inn or other haunted locations around St. Augustine, check out our St. Augustine Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Today, we're going to talk about the Schamburger Building in Gallatin, Tennessee. Alan, go ahead and give us some background on the building.
Nestled into the southeast corner of the Gallatin Square, you will find the Schamburger Building. The building at 101 Public Square was built in 1905 by local businessman William Schamburger. Schamburger dabbled in insurance, real estate, and also founded the Sumner County Bacon Trust Company in the early 20th century. The Schamburger Building was built to be the home of the bank. The Sumner County Bank and Trust Company was a fixture in Gallatin. Locals trusted Schamburger with their money, and the bank thrived under his leadership. After Schamburger's death, Walter Foster Brown became the president of the bank. Unfortunately, Brown began having issues with his heart, and his health began to deteriorate as he tried to run the day-to-day operations of the bank.
On the afternoon of April 24th, 1940, two bank employees heard loud gunshots coming from Brown's office. When they got to his office, they found Brown dead. The city coroner ruled that he had passed away from death at his own hands. The bank remained in the building on the square until the 1980s, when it merged with another financial institution and moved to another location in Gallatin. Like a lot of other places on the square, the Schamburger Building is now home to a local attorney's office.
The Schamburger Building was also home to a local mystery that no one has been able to solve. When the cornerstone of the building was laid in 1905, a time capsule was sealed and placed inside it by then-Gallatin Mayor James Blackmore. The time capsule contained documents, letters, newspapers, pictures, and a Bible from the previous century.
As the years went by, it was forgotten about. But in 2005, 100 years after the time capsule was put in the cornerstone, a local historian went looking for it. Naturally, he went to the cornerstone and began drilling. What he found surprised everyone. Nothing. After coming up short inside the building's cornerstone, the basement was also searched with a metal detector. Unfortunately, the time capsule still has not been recovered. It's believed that the time capsule is located somewhere inside the Schamburger Building, but its location is still a mystery.
Gallatin is one of the most haunted cities in the country, and the Schamburger Building also has its fair share of strange happenings. In 2000, a Nashville ghost hunter who claimed to be a psychic contacted a local business owner on the square and inquired about investigating his building, as well as other buildings there on the square. After spending some time in his building, the psychic asked the business owner to show her around the square. During the impromptu tour, they walked into the old Sumner County Bank Trust Building. And that's when things got really strange.
When the psychic walked into the old bank building and she touched the staircase, she desperately grabbed her throat and said, "I can't breathe." There really was no way for a psychic in Nashville to know where a bank president killed himself on the square 40 years earlier.
I spoke to a lady who worked in the building in the 1980s, and she also was convinced that it was haunted by the spirit of Mr. Brown. She told me when she worked in the building, she would hear the toilets flush when no one was in the restroom. Tumblers from the safe also moved and made noises from time to time. She insisted paranormal activity was due to the bank president who died in the building. I talked to several other people who worked in the building over the years, and each person I spoke to told me about strange things they would hear or see. However, when I went into the attorney's office who inhabits the old bank building now, they insisted nothing goes on there today. As I mentioned earlier, Gallatin is extremely haunted, and just about every building on the square has something going on in it. Next door to the Schamburger building is a deli. The owner took me down in the basement and showed me an entrance to the tunnels that run underneath Gallatin. Like other cities in Tennessee that were instrumental in the Civil War, there are tunnels running underneath Nashville and Murfreesboro. The entrance has been sealed up, but I still wanted to get a picture. I pulled out my phone and took two pictures. Yet I noticed that the screen went black and I didn't get the pictures. So I took another picture and it turned out just fine. But when I got back home and looked at the pictures I didn't think it turned out, they actually did. They just had large orbs in them. It could have been a coincidence, or maybe whatever was down there was messing with my phone. While I was in the deli, I asked the owner if he had ever heard or seen anything strange in the building. He told me that he had heard things all the time when he first moved into the building. He also said that he hadn't heard things in a while, but conceded that he might still go on, and he'd just gotten used to it.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on the Schamburger Building. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around Nashville, download the Nashville Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com. And if you're interested in checking out some of these haunted locations, be sure to check out the website, southernghoststories.com/vacations, to find discounted rates on flights and hotels. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, and feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we really appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do that. Please check back with us next time as we head up north to Bardstown, Kentucky, to talk about the Jailer's Inn.
Schamburger like hamburger.
Or hamburger like Schamburger.
Could be. Schamburger.
What? Have you had caffeine today?
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Bayfront Westcott in St. Augustine's. St. Augustine's?
Yeah, there's only one.
Yeah. Start fresh. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. What? Why are you laughing at me? What?
Nothing.
I was trying to take it from the top. Okay. So it would be easier to edit.
Go for it.
Schamburger. It's fun to say.
Rhymes with hamburger.
Rhymes with hamburger. What? In fact, it says hamburger in the name. But spelled differently.
With a SC in front.
And with an ER in the middle.
There's an ER on the end, too.
Yeah, but that matches hamburger.
It also matches Schamburger. I think that's a wrap. Might be our worst podcast yet.
Why is that?
I don't know. It wasn't the best.
Why?
Because the best is the one where you had the booty in the barrel in New Orleans.
Yeah, that was funny.
What did the janitor, when he, I screwed that up. What did the janitor say when he came out of the closet? Supplies! It was a supply closet.
It's not funny.